by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello, my name is Shane Eidelman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Eidelman Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Eidelman Unplugged. My name is Luke Duncan and I'm your host here with Pastor Shane Eidelman. Pastor, welcome.
Welcome. Great to be back.
We're obviously facing some current challenges to exercising our fellowship as the church. So if you are listening to this at a later date, we are recording this in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. So one of the struggles that I think every church is facing is how do you sustain and edify your flocks? How do you participate in fellowship during a time like this? I know a lot of people that are kind of in my sphere are starting to feel a little alienated, a little separated, a little dry in their from not being able to see their brothers and sisters, you know, multiple times a week. And so, Shane, what do you think? Some of the ways that we can exercise our fellowship to the best of our ability in a time like this?
Well, a couple things come to mind. First, the church has to be the church regardless. You know, the church is really not, people say it's a cliche, well, the church is not a building, you know, and it's not. It's not a building, it's people. People come together, but people come together in a building, so there's nothing wrong with that either. It's funny, you get all these people, you know, on Facebook, they're like, finally, you know, God got the church to be what it's really supposed to be. And I'm like, no, buildings are fine. You know, it's just silly. First, I think you have to do with what you have. You have your home. So this is where fellowship at the home, you can start to build those relationships with your kids. You can start to build a relationship with your parents, with others who you're staying with. That's where it starts. The fellowship starts there. And then what I'm doing is if I, like I went to the store today, and got some prayer requests from two of the cashiers. I go in there a little bit regularly. How are they doing? You need anything? I gave out my number to one to talk to her husband who's struggling with something. And so it's being the church wherever we go. I've seen people, you know, pulled over and they look and there's a tire and they're like, oh, and so you can pull over and help. You can. So basically wherever you're at, when you're out in the community, if I'm taking a walk, and I see somebody, I'm saying, hey, how are you doing during this time? Oh, you know, you just see where it goes. They're like, oh, not real good. I'm kind of worried, you know, and then there's your open door about, can I pray with you? Do you know God? Do you have peace with God? And so it's just, to me, there's a lot of opportunities, you know, once you go outside your house to, I went and got water, believe it or not. And the guys, you know, of course, scared. No, most people who aren't Christians are pretty scared. And he's finally going to start watching the website sermons. And because, you know, so I'm giving out the website, talking with people, praying with people, not everywhere I go. I mean, I don't walk on water, you know, or neither do you or neither. I mean, so we're just people, but we try to make the best of it. I remember one lady, we were in a Costco line. I could not believe it, like went down 150 feet and then turned and around. So I'm in line and this lady's coming in a motorized wheelchair. And she's down, her hat blows off her head. And it goes like 50 yards out in the parking lot. So she gets out of line to go get it. I'm like, hey, you want me to go get it for you? And she's like, oh yeah, would you? And so I jog over there and get it. And I just thought, you know, all these people are watching. And like, I don't care if I lose my place in line. I'm like, oh yeah, no problem. You know, God bless, we pray with you. You know, it's just that being the church wherever you're at. And I honestly think this can actually be a great opportunity to be the church. You know, I'll admit it. I've been places where I didn't have a mask, you know, and people have looked at me or they said something.
Me too.
Yeah. And they've said something because most of the time I forget. Like I just walk out. I'm like, darn it. Why did I get to work?
You go back to the truck.
You go back to the truck. Yep. But people, you know, if they ask or say anything, I'm saying, oh yeah, no, I'm sorry about that. But you know, are you real fearful? I go, oh yeah, this is terrible. And it gives you an opportunity to talk to people. I thought of a good idea too. You could mail, I think our kids actually dropped off a letter up the street. Our new neighbors moved in, but you could, you know, mail letters or drop off letters at your neighbors and say, hey, if you need any prayer, you need anything, give me a text. I'm your neighbor down the street. And then, so if you can get that to, you think if you can get that letter to 10 houses and let's say we've got, Well, as of today, 54,000 people have downloaded the podcast in what, 2 years? If that year and a half, I don't know when we started, but let's not even say, let's just say an easy number. Let's say 500 people, you know, do that 10 times. That's reaching out to 5,000 people. How many of those 5,000 do you think would come to know the Lord through that? I think there would be some, there would be some fruit. So being strategic. So for us, it's not just sitting at home. To me, it's, I don't know. I feel real disconnected. Like you said, I'm missing a lot of people I can think of right now and the fellowship of the church, but I don't feel like I'm just sitting at home doing nothing. I feel like I'm very active, whether it's writing articles, preparing the sermons, fellowshipping with my own house and my own home, wherever I go, being the church, looking for those opportunities. At the tire store, my wife had a nail in her tire, and I could see it sticking out. So I took it down to the tire store. And the guy knows what I do. And I just bought, I said, hey, you guys want lunch? And I gave him $30 extra. And he bought two pizzas for the tire guys. And like, oh man, thanks. It like made their day. I'm like, it's a pizza. So that's what I mean. I think that's where you're going with this too. Wherever we're at is we're going to have to, you know, we're just gonna have to be the, so maybe a good title for this might even be that, you know, not fellowship necessarily, but how to be the church in a time of trouble or something.
My mom had an incident with and anybody that knows my mom knows she's kind of quiet, you know, kind of reserved. Yeah. But she had an incident at a gas station a week ago or something like that. But there was a guy, you know, checking out, getting gas or whatever, just afraid, you know. Yeah. And the Lord picked her to be the person that this guy was going to talk to, you know, and he was passing by her in the parking lot and said, hey, ma'am, do you mind if I ask you something, you know, and said, you know, he asked some questions about, are you afraid or things like that? And, you know, she presented Jesus, you know, and this wow. Turns out this guy was, you know, kind of sounds like maybe he's a prodigal or a wanderer, you know, or something. And so
bet he really need to hear that day.
Exactly. Too. You know, yeah. And it's one of the things that, I think we can take a lot of comfort and peace in is that our light shines the brightest when it's darkest outside.
It sure does. Yeah.
And when the world is fearful and afraid, and the benefit of everything going on right now is that a lot of things that people had going on that they were taking for granted that, you know, if they even acknowledge God, at all, that, you know, that yeah. It's like, God's cool with this. God's cool with this habit and this thing and these, whatever, you know, and stuff like that. This situation has gotten rid of a lot of that stuff because people can't be doing because all the businesses are shut down, you know, right. Or whatever. So they can't be participating in activities that maybe they shouldn't have been participating in. And I think in situations like that, especially where God has really wiped the slate clean for a lot of people, fields are really ripe for harvest.
And, it's true.
And
yeah.
being the church, being a light bearer, you know, I have a little keychain light on my keys, and it's not very bright. The battery is probably going to die soon. It seems like it's getting dimmer, but I always use that as a point. And it's like, no matter how dark you make the room, you can still see this light.
Even how small it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, if you make it darker, it's easier to see it. So, I think that's one of the things that, like you were saying, is we can take away is just looking for those opportunities to, someone's in need. Someone could use a little bit of help in this way, or somebody could use somebody to just listen to them, and somebody can let them know that they're not alone in this, you know, and being the church and being extensions of love. And in doing that, it never ceases to amaze me the instantaneous joy that comes from doing that, being the hands and the feet, you know, and if you're,
it is, it follows right afterwards.
And if you're somebody that's, you know, just is feeling bored and is feeling, you know, lost and is feeling without a purpose or anything during a time like this, sharing Jesus with somebody, either by the word or by the action, God will fill your heart with that joy and mm-hmm. that, and that fulfillment and that purpose in that moment right away. And when this thing is all said and done, in the chapters of this part of our story as the story of humanity has been written, you'll have a sentence on the page.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
That's true. I think that gives people a lot of information. for being the church in difficult times.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of Eidelman Unplugged. If you have a topic or a question that you would like to hear on the podcast, please send us an email at shaneeidelman.com or westsidechristianfellowship.org, and we will set aside an episode to talk about it. We thank you again for listening today. My name is Luke Duncan, and I am your host here with Pastor Shane Eidelman. Join us again on the next episode of Eidelman Unplugged.
Thank you for listening to Eidelman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneeidelman.com. Again, that's shaneeidelman.com. El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality and Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.